Take three.
Take three and call me in the morning.
This was our third attempt. But anyway, we're here. So I think we should really get back to the gratitude part. Like, we're in here. We're getting it done. I'm grateful we gained an hour today. I'm grateful for a great night's sleep. I'm grateful for everybody coming back. And you know what? I'm grateful for everybody at Plantspiration crushing it. I am just like, woo!
Yeah. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for Allegra. Got that fall, wintery...
Something's going on
up my schnoz. But anyways, I'm grateful you guys are back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged, where John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration, we started a nonprofit to help people go plant-based, get their health back in line, save the animals and planet at the same time.
I love that. That's right. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, reversing our own chronic diseases. And today we're reaching and teaching people all over the world how to do it too, how to live their best life, feel great. And of course, breaking cultural conditioning. People know us for breaking the cultural conditioning really like the whole standard American diseases, food system.
Yeah.
It's ridiculousness, but I'm glad everybody's back. We're going to get into a little bit about that and why there's so much winning going on over here.
Because you're awesome at what you do.
No, I mean, like, we're going to get into why there's so much winning over here.
Oh, yeah, the why, yeah.
The
more,
why.
More than that.
I mean, let me ask you this, because I think we should just get to the health report right in the beginning.
Oh, goodness. Right? Come on.
Well, I'm excited.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
We didn't do an episode live last week. We actually released that little pilot that we did when we first said, hey, we should do, you know, we should actually just do it.
Oh, yeah. You sprung that on me.
Well, I do a lot of stuff very... Let's just do it.
Off the cuff.
Let's just do it, because I've learned if you keep waiting and guessing and thinking and planning and what if in and maybe in. And
wait until everything's perfect.
Oh, please. It'll never happen. So that's how we ended up getting in here. That's why we started Plantspiration Unplugged.
Yeah.
So that we could just kind of talk about what we're doing running this nonprofit, you know, how this is going with our whole relationship. We are nowhere near where we were a year ago. Next week is going to be a year that we... Am I too loud?
No. Wait. Are you
What's
too loud?
What's going on? You're
no.
touching buttons.
Hey,
making me
I'm the knob controller here.
Okay. So this is what we're doing here. We're just talking about what went on in our week. So I want to ask you, like, how was your week, you guys? How was your week?
Yeah.
What did you do that you're proud of? What does that feel like?
Yeah.
We should be thinking about more stuff like that, because there's so much... Man, I had first of all, it was like Halloween this week.
Yeah.
So I gave out our usual 13 years later. We've been handing out fruit.
Yeah, and the kids love it.
They love it. That one little one taking three bananas, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, take them all. Take the whole pack. I love apples, bananas. We did have some fruit snack. Is it called That's It? I think it's called That's It. Those little
fruit bar. Like, it's just... fruit.
We had Annie's
no
too.
Added
I saw
stuff.
Those on sale. I grabbed a couple of those, threw them in there.
Little bunnies. Bunny gummies.
People may not believe me, but there's proof because we got it on camera.
Oh yeah.
Not sharing it, but these kids went crazy over the fruit. They do it every year, and it was great. And somebody said something really cool to me this week. They're like, you know what? I almost thought you were full of it. But somebody was handing out tangerines with little pumpkins drawn on them or something.
That's
and
cool.
Mike, she goes, my kid went for the tangerine.
Yeah.
I was like, they do. They love it. Like, I'm just.
It's nature's candy.
You know, it is. And I'm not shaming anybody for the whole candy situation, because we've learned this is marketing.
That it's gets just a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Everybody's doing it. That's what you do.
And you have to give away this stuff that actually causes obesity and
chronic
disease.
Gotta go take out a loan and get more candy.
Hold on. That stuff is expensive.
Yeah, you were telling me.
It was like $28, $30 a bag.
Jeez.
What?
Used to be $5 a bag back when we gave it out. 14 years ago.
It was 13 years ago. We haven't, you know, when somebody said, like, well, I had 100 trick-or-treaters, you know, I couldn't pay for all that fruit, but it was not as expensive to me giving out bananas at 49, 59 cents a pound. You know, apples are right now at their lowest price.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I love my community. What can I say?
Yeah, and I think it's awesome because any leftovers, well, I'm eating them.
We're making banana bread.
It's not chocolate. Yeah, when are we making banana bread?
I might be able to pull it off today.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Gosh, I just put it out there, I guess.
You heard it here, everybody.
Well, we took a lot of time, by the way, getting in here today. And I said, maybe we should just be honest with this. At the beginning, when we started this a year ago, we spent a lot of time kind of stressing out about doing this and getting it done and trying to make it be all perfect and great. And it was stressful in the beginning.
It was too stressful, yeah.
You know, and now we have not one whiteboard in here today.
I know, that's great.
We do have to have some direction of where we're going because brain is like, boing, boing,
some kind of notes.
We've done stuff like that as we've learned, but now it's more like not stressful. It's more like I want to bring good content. I want to explain why this is working so well, why we're so passionate about what we're doing, why we lost 150 pounds and have kept it off. Why?
Why? And how?
Why and how?
And how you can too.
How we can too. I had, I always ask you, how was your week? Like, even if it included the class or your work.
It was great. What was great about it? Just cranking out. I'm glad they're putting a new roof on a building at work. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It leaks all over the place and they need to.
All right.
They're getting that wrapped up, and then all of a sudden there was like a ton of water coming in. I'm like,
wow.
Yeah.
Don't want that happening.
So they're doing that up. That's great. I'm grateful for that. Just playing with new machinery and stuff at work is really great. Love designing. Welding.
Nice. Yeah, I've been going at it. You've been going at it.
Yeah, how was your week?
It was great. I got some. We finished up the Let's Beat Breast Cancer campaign.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of people. I had like over 200 attendees.
So did I.
What?
No, I was with you.
Yeah, that's true. We had a bunch of attendees. And what I wish is that everybody who attended actually just did it.
Yeah. Well, how come? I mean, they know.
I think about this often.
Food and.
Yeah. I've cracked the code. I know what's stopping people and we're absolutely plowing through, but I want to get people in there in this understanding the things that hold you back, the things like the commercials that we were seeing all week long.
Yeah.
I mean, we have no TVs in our house, by the way.
Yeah, after the paint job in here.
Well,
we didn't really watch them anyways. I mean, but I didn't put any TVs back up.
We haven't had cable hookup or a TV in our bedroom for probably 10 years. Would you say that that's fair?
Yeah.
We stopped about 10. All of these, by the way, steps are how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we used to sleep with the TV on all night long, and you would come in.
Well,
and
you would have the TV on.
I would.
No, I can't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because your eyes don't shut.
And then
I would
go shut it off, and then you'd be like, and then you'd wake up, hey, I was watching. You know, really?
No, it was sleeping. Like, that's what I thought was my sound machine.
Oh.
But it would, you know, and here I had all these problems sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, when I shut it off one day, I was like, you know what? I can't even stand listening to these commercials. They're so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
It aggravated me to hear like the audacity of the crap coming out of their mouths. But well, so anyway, we don't have the commercials anymore on the TVs in the house, but we are seeing them on some of the shows we're watching.
Well, yeah, yeah. You got to do something, you know, now and then. I love watching those shows, though.
What is...
All the crime shows, really.
Those are my... Those are definitely... I've been in...
Those are your fave because you used to... Back when there was libraries, you
there's would, still libraries.
We use the library. I don't know.
I just went to the library.
Really?
Yeah, to put my flyers up.
Oh, okay. You weren't like checking out a book or nothing.
I've done enough of that.
I know. Well, you used to check out all the murder books and stuff like that.
Always. It was like the first thing I got.
That's
into.
Why I was sleeping with my eyes open. I was like, damn, I gotta keep an eye on her while I'm sleeping.
It was like one of the first things I got into. That I realized, like, I actually do like to read. I actually do like, it was something that actually interested me, like, what was going on? What's going? What the hell is going on that this happens?
What is going on?
Yeah, so I just was a little bit intrigued by that. Maybe that's why I'm so into, like, why... Maybe it's just why I'm always trying to...
Figure out why?
Yeah, figure out the why. Figure out the why. So,
well, I'll tell you, I don't know why, but... Watching those shows, though...
They're good.
The crime show. The real crime in those shows is all the medicine commercials.
True. True. Oh my accurate. Gosh.
Especially some of them shows. I can't fast forward to it. I can listen to all the crap.
It's unbelievable the way that they've got people dancing around. And
yeah,
it's,
wow.
It's very engineered.
I mean, I was like, shit, I want to take some of that. Look at these people. They're having a blast. They're on a beach or kayaking. Look at the dogs running around, slow motion. Oh, we're having a great time, Frisbee.
I just what got diagnosed hell? With autoimmune. Let's book a kayaking trip.
All right.
Like,
yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
That is.
But look what, I mean, either you've tuned it out or you're watching it and you're thinking, that looks good.
Yeah.
I want to feel like that.
And that's, they get you like that. They already sold you on it. From yeah. all the fun and all the life they're living. And then in the background, you know, well, it could cause this.
Well, that's what we hear.
It's like, what the hell?
But do you guys hear it? Do you hear the side effects?
I hope they do.
The side effects are intense, what they talk about. May cause death, may cause
maybe
hemorrhaging.
Maybe I should just bust out my...
Is this what you've been working on?
I did a little research about commercials so and all this crap with the pharmaceutical companies.
So let me just share a little of this planning. Mm-hmm. I've learned that planning is everything.
Well, sure.
Body loves to be, it likes predictability. What yep. are we doing? Yep. So I always am like, what are we doing? What's the schedule? You said, oh, we're going to get in there by this time. But then the reality hits us. We want it to be... I was like,
I want more information as much as we can bring.
That's,
it, you know,
that's the reality of it. We've got this excitement to get in here. Mm-hmm. We could, by the way, you guys, we could sit and talk to each other about stuff all day long.
I know. We already talked like 2 hours about what we're talking about.
We absolutely did because we got more and more into it. And I was like, holy shnikes, you've got to talk about this. You've got to talk about this. Here, I feel like it's been Mission Impossible over here.
Yeah.
You know, getting into breaking these old habits, this wired standard American diet, this diet culture, this commercials, the marketing, the everything. You know, it's around. How come this worked for me? How come this works for people? How come it doesn't work for people? Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on?
Why does it work for some and not for others?
Right. So, I get into all that. And anyway, it's working over here. But then when we look up what they're doing for commercials, it's like they're doing exactly the same work.
Yeah.
The neuroscience part of it, the psychology part of it. Mm-hmm. They're literally using the same tools to get people hooked on feeling like crap buying their products.
Yeah. They hire behavioral psychologists, neuroscientists, emotional marketing experts.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, everything's intentional. The music, the lighting, the movement, meaningful life imagery. I mean, it's just,
hold on, do you,
they're getting you hooked.
Did you, I mean, I would watch them and I would know, like, wow, the money they probably put into this
oh,
stuff.
Oh man, geez.
But when we really looked at the down to the way people are dressing, to the dog that they pick for the commercials,
I mean, seriously, who's wearing linen on all these commercials? They're all just like dancing around.
It's more appealing, light, vacation-y, happy, you know. Think about what they're doing.
Yeah. They're making it look like life's a beach.
It's exactly what they're doing. They want to make it so that you think you feel good.
Yeah.
So that you think you feel good. And it works.
It works.
Keep going. So anyway, what I was saying is we get excited and we're looking into all this stuff, but I told him, don't tell me everything. Mm-hmm. I want you to break it out because I want to talk about how much work they put into not just the money of the commercials, but they put in a tremendous amount of effort to get everybody hooked on this stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
it should be against the law.
Yeah, it should be.
God, I said it.
This is ridiculous, but you know, the first pharmaceutical commercial was in 1983 for a pain reliever. And then it got removed 48 hours later.
48 hours later. Yeah, for why?
Because it violated existing regulations, because it's all about the side effects of it. And I don't know if they didn't add that or whatever, didn't watch the original commercial, but I'm just taking what I can off of the interweb of bullshit.
Yeah.
But then in 1985, only 2 years later.
Hold up. I got to stop right now. Oh, really? I can't help it. I have like an emergency win.
Oh, let's hear it.
Hold on a second. This is incredible. I've been working with these guys for a while. And remember I gave a little setup?
Yeah, yeah.
Day two on this plan I gave them.
On the Plantspiration plan?
Pain down 50%.
Nice. Did I do the claps now?
Yeah, just really quick. My phone is on silent, but I know I've been really working with these guys, and
this is awesome.
Absolutely.
I know what you're talking about. This is great.
I mean, I know what I'm doing. That's all I can say.
That's awesome. I know you know what you're doing.
I have to tell them right now. This is, oh my gosh. They just said thank you to you both. Love you.
Oh.
This is so amazing.
I like
this
how I get so roped into that. Like I get to.
They're here for classes.
You're doing
classes.
All the coaching and stuff. But
sure.
I'm the comedic sidekick.
I'm just letting them know. Love this. This only works when people do it.
I mean, I'm a nutrition expert too, but you got all the training, all the neuroscience and all the stuff of the why, figuring
this
it out
is amazing.
And helping people.
Yes. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. This is that proof I'm talking about. Son of a goodness.
So anyways, 2 years later, in 1985, the FDA allowed pharmaceutical companies to air their commercials, but they had they were mandated to include the list of side effects.
So 2 years later, you could say a commercial for Tylenol was coming out, but you had to list the side effects.
Yeah, whatever.
More fair.
Whatever it was. But this yeah.
But it probably wasn't the billions of dollars they put into it today with golden retrievers and linen.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
Serious. It's not an accident what they're doing. They use some serious nervous system techniques.
Yeah. I don't even remember if there were side effects listed on stuff. Like, all I remember a long time ago was I got a headache this big and it's got Tylenol written all over it.
You're
remember
right.
Remember that one? Yeah.
I just think of Barbara, are you up?
Yeah.
That was forever I used that phrase.
That was probably for coffee, I think.
Up now.
No,
it was like for Afrin or something.
It was
some
bedtime thing, probably at NyQuil or some stuff.
That was it.
Yeah.
Barbara, you up? I'm up now.
So they started doing commercials in 1985, but then in 1997... they further relaxed its rules, allowing them to advertise the purpose of prescription drugs on TV as long as they provided a way for consumers to get the full prescribing information.
So it begins.
Such as a website or a phone number. This led to an exponential increase in prescription drug commercials.
I'm
talking about
in
prescription,
it.
Not Tylenol or Excedrin or,
these ones that go may cause liver damage, kidney failure, suicidal thoughts, sudden rage, explosive diarrhea, compulsive gambling, hallucinations, ghosts, like.
Seriously, it is said, crazy like that.
So that starts up in the 90s, 97.
97 is when it really loosened up.
I love when you bring this in because...
Well, it's just a ton. It's like, holy cow, what is going on with...
I always felt like the more world. I knew about something, the more I woke up to it, the more I was like, okay, there's something I can do about it. I didn't realize that they were really making me believe.
Yeah. You're clearing some of the smoke and mirrors out of the way to really see what's going on,
Honestly.
Let's just get to the bottom. The main... action is encouraging consumer action. The goal of the ad is to get you to ask your doctor if this medicine is right for me. I mean, that's basically what it is.
It's
instead of waiting for the doctor to prescribe that to him.
Yeah, well, because
I mean, that's just messed up.
Brenda's out there dancing on a paddleboard with their friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's because they see this and it feels like you start believing that's the result you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I'm And some people are getting some positive results. That's not what we're saying.
Well, yeah, we're not beating up on the people for taking medicine. I mean, I'm just, I hate how it's pumped out like that.
We realize it.
Yeah.
Well, because we're watching the side effects of it. Well, we went through the side effects.
Yeah.
I mean, we really, I'm just watching people go through so much stuff right now. I'm watching people go through so much stuff, and it's so relatable because of all the things that we've gone through. I just can't wait. I mean, I'm going to keep saying it to everybody in my group. And I, what is it that I say that you know it's powerful? Everybody here is going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody here is going to reach their goals.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening, that's the kind of talk that's going on inside Plantspiration, because
no plant slayer left behind.
There is no plant slayer left behind. Everybody here is doing this. If you're showing up in this amazing community, you're doing it.
A little sneak peek on the health report is people are, you know, cutting down on their medicines. I mean, that's one of the goals here, not just to get healthy, but that's how also to get off your medicines that, you know, I mean, you've needed, you know, you need blood pressure medicine, stuff like that, right?
Gosh. I mean, the amount of anti-inflammatories, the amount of blood pressure medication, the amount of, I think of things like
stomach acid pills.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like I remember PPIs. Before they were, when you could only get them by prescription.
The word neuroscience is so in my head. I'm thinking Neurontin, but I think for like nerve pain stuff, I think I had
some of that.
It was like, but we would bring it home and we would be like, look it up.
Yeah.
Look at the packaging that comes within the smallest, most possible.
Pull out this sheet. And
do that on purpose.
Can't even read and that I would ask, writing.
And I would ask my doctor, what about the side effects? I mean, think about it right now, you guys. Have you ever asked your doctor, what about the side effects?
Yeah.
I don't know if people are asking.
No.
I did.
I mean, I want to know.
Well, isn't this going to... I did question everything, even in my 20s with the kids. I was questioning everything. What about this? What about the side effects of this? Yeah. And I said no to stuff then. Okay, this isn't needed, so we don't need to keep pumping that.
In the 20s with the kids. That was like when they made them potato chips that make your butthole leak.
Olestra. Yeah. Olean? Is it Olestra or Olean?
Olestra.
Is it? I remembered. And that is... I do remember my doctor saying, well, you might, you know, you might be a little having a leakage. And I was like,
say what? What?
I was like, I'm not doing that.
Whoa.
I am not going to be shitting in my pants
this. Dude. I already am. Dude, I eat a steak or something. Forget it. I'm in the bathroom. I'm done.
You guys, all I want to say is it's not your fault for being sick, for getting sick, or for getting there. It's not your fault. And it's really hard to get out of it if you don't have the right tools. This isn't about willpower, what's going on over here. This isn't about willpower. This is about skill power, you know, down to understanding even what's going on out there. It's almost like you don't have a fighting chance. And I laugh because I see it now. You walk into the store and it's like, kapow, you've got this, you know, now the Halloween candy's over and everybody's getting the clearance section of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
I watched somebody come out with
probably
a whole cart.
Probably by the cart full.
Yeah. Yes.
That's just gross.
And then we've got now we're into the next holiday. And this is what I work with people, and it's like, this is never going to end.
Yeah, these holidays are going to be here next year too. So,
yeah, it's just going to be next. It's going to be the holidays. So
you just got to buckle up and know what to do.
I'm excited.
You got to buckle up on your highway to health.
We're doing a challenge this month that is exactly like, why is everybody slaying it over here? Well, because it's about skill power, not willpower. So this monthly challenge is, like I said to everybody, you're going into the holidays on top of it. Our members don't.
This was like neuroscience heavy, wasn't it? This month?
It was,
isn't it?
Very not much was, like we're going to do this, and this health report, whatever we're at here, it's just beginning because the more I see the work getting better and people getting healthier and better and healthier and off medications, the more amped up I am of, where are you at? Get in here.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me at this, because I'm going to tell you the same thing. You can do this too.
I know. I mean, people that have been trying this and trying and trying, and you just get them to think about it differently and find their loop or their what is it called?
I've been working with people for so long that I just kept taking... I just kept taking the data and putting it in and thinking, what is it that's the same way that the drug commercials are getting people so believing that this is going to work?
Yeah.
I've got to get them into that place as well. And they can be.
Yeah. It's awesome because the side effects of plant-spiration are kicking ass.
I'm vague because everybody's so different, and it has a lot to do with...
Yeah. That's why you do, you know, some how, one-on-one, and you need to know where they're at and what's going on. Everything is...
Because here's the deal. Everybody that I meet that comes in here 100% knows about plant-based.
Yeah.
They know the information. They could tell me how to save my life. They could tell other people how to save their life, and a lot of people are doing stuff like that. But it's just
for them grasping it and doing it themselves.
It's the whole lifestyle medicine approach with the tools that I'm bringing in that are just knocking it out. And I want, and it doesn't work as well without the community and the way that this is all going is what we've learned. And then here we've been bringing it in this podcast every week, talking about, wow, this is actually happening. Yeah. You can imagine, I'm like, and it's going to keep happening.
Well, yeah.
So let's just get to the health report.
Well, I don't know. I'm not done talking about these.
Oh, sorry. Go back to
the drug companies. Really, it really pisses me off that.
Oh boy.
Well, I mean, you know, all of his talk, the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld that commercial speech, including pharmaceutical advertising, is protected under the First Amendment. You know, like, ooh, freedom of speech. I don't think it's right.
It's not.
Selling, like, I understand the stuff that's over the counter, like Allegra,
sure,
Advil, Tylenol, Motrin, whatever you call it, all that kind type of stuff.
Well, here's what they're not talking about. They're not talking about diet and lifestyle changes. We're not learning about, nobody in the commercials are eating a ton of plants and fruits and vegetables and legumes and fiber. And oh my gosh, speaking of which, somebody left me a comment. You know, here I'm talking about this class, people have reversed breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Just talking about the class. We've been talking about Let's Beat Breast Cancer, and 90 to 95% of it is diet and lifestyle related, and that's evidence. So anyway, I must have, on one of my reels, I'm talking about all the fruits and vegetables and all the fiber, because we've been talking about all that gut biome, all that, the healing stuff. And somebody goes, why would you eat all those fruits and vegetables when you could have a Brazil nut? And I don't know if that was her voice, but I needed to change mine to like separate.
A Brazil nut. Well, you can also have a Brazil nut. What?
You don't need to eat all those fruits and vegetables.
So you're just going to keep eating animal and stuff and then have a Brazil nut instead of getting a statin? Like neither one of those is going to work like that. You got to get rid of the animal.
Get
that out of your system.
You don't need to eat all those fruits and vegetables. What, we can't have that language.
No, we want to.
Exactly.
I feel great eating all those fruits and vegetables.
They make you go poop, okay? They make you feel great. They speed up your metabolism. It makes your own GLP-1 hormone go off.
Yeah.
A Brazil nut ain't going to do that.
No.
It's not going to do it. I mean, they're great.
I know. Well, what's it going to be doing? Trying to push that steak out of your system? I mean, come on.
Maybe she's referring to that study on one Brazil nut a week is just as effective.
Yeah, I know.
Stan, but I mean, so, people don't actually want the pill. They want what the commercial's showing them. So get back
exactly,
to what you're
saying. And I'll tell you what, they spend billions of dollars.
Let's hear it, John. How much?
Billions of dollars on this stuff. Well, listen, a single primetime drug ad cost $150,000 to $800,000 for 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
You know, so many ads per year, thousands of times per year. And that's going to, you know, one ad campaign could be 100 to 500 million that they're going to spend, but they're going to make 2 to 25 billion a year in that medicine.
Okay. I'm like at a loss for words.
I wish I had. Yeah. It's like,
I think about that money and I think, oh my gosh, if I had one commercial that people could just hear, hey, you can prevent and reverse disease, lose weight and feel great.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I need to say.
Would we show our people on the beach? Ooh.
Yeah. I would show me on my bike. I would show like our family before and after. I would say, look at all the people in Plantspiration. Yeah. I would say, look at all these people reversing disease. Side effects of going plant-based may cause high energy, feeling great, dancing, you know, uplifting, hope, longevity, great skin, no more erectile dysfunction.
You might have to buy smaller clothes.
Yeah, that would suck. You know what I mean? You might not be crapping your pants. You'll save money on toilet paper. You could get off medications. You could walk in a room and not be feeling yucky about yourself.
Yeah. The commercial is just bait to get you in for that pill.
I just know what it feels like. You're sitting there on the couch.
Your hope is you can't even find it.
I had no hope. Uh-huh. I had no like desire to even be somebody.
No drive.
I had no drive. I had no ambition. I mean, my ambition was like, when am I going to have a drink and then have fun and then get on the phone and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. I didn't know that I wanted more or that I could be more. And that's the side effect.
Or that there was more. It just wasn't even...
And that's the side effect. Yeah. And we talked about that a little bit in one of the meetings, like... It's wonderful, and it's not the first. Like, people just get the plants down. You know, they've got this down. Then it's all of a sudden they want the next level. I want to get moving. I want to get active. It's a genuine not trying anymore. We're just living it and feeling so good.
Right, right.
That's the feeling that you get when you hear this over here. You get that feeling of, I want that.
And it's attainable.
We're doing our own commercials right in here. Not here in the podcast, but kind of, but that's why this is working.
Yeah.
They're hearing the same methods, the same psychology, the same neuroscience.
They use the same stuff, the neuroscience.
Yeah.
The psychology.
For the commercials.
Yeah.
Because they make people want to feel these things. They make them want to feel those things.
They hire emotional marketing experts.
We've got them in here happening for real, and they're not BSing people.
It's really
people saying, now I'm working out. Now I want to change gears in life. So many people get in here, and they don't just lose weight and get fit, John.
Uh-huh.
They change their life.
Yeah. They feel like they're living again.
Next level stuff.
Seriously.
I mean, you can come in here and we'll teach you how to get this down and turn it around, no problem. But then we're not responsible for how awesome you're going to feel afterwards.
Right.
Like, so many things happen for people.
Mm-hmm. They're crushing it. I mean, we teach the body how to feel safe for real.
Absolutely.
You know?
1,000%. And that's what we keep hearing over and over and over again.
Yep. Yep.
It's amazing. So keep going with these commercials that got people feeling they're going to be better.
I mean, it's just freaking terrible. I just hate it that we can do that. That it's done over here in this country. In New Zealand, I believe, is the other country.
And we're not, like I said, we're not laughing at people taking medications.
No.
We're exposing a system that teaches people that a pill is the answer to their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't always that way. People don't actually... Want that. Yeah, they want to feel good. They want to be happy. They want to be content. They want to be healthy. They actually
want... Well, they want what they're seeing on the commercial. Not necessarily the pill. They want the joy.
They want to be alive again. They want to jump around, and these people know exactly what they're doing when they get into it.
The connection, the energy, they want all that, you know?
It kind of makes me... It makes me sad because... If I had all that money, we would be showing more. Well, we will.
Yeah.
We will.
It's happening.
It is happening because a pill doesn't create all that stuff.
No.
Food, safety, community, this kind of stuff that we're doing over here is the real
root cause. Plantspiration should be your prescription. Seriously.
People are feeling better, clearly, because
big time.
My phone's blowing up in the middle of this.
I know.
I had to share that because these people came in some serious, serious condition.
Yeah.
And this is in 2 days, 50% relief.
That's awesome.
Couldn't get into the doctor for 5 months.
Wow.
Can you help me?
Yeah, sure.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. I mean, this is why I love what I do. I just want to help. I know what it feels like. I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
And I don't want people to feel like that. So
no, that's terrible.
Let's hear about all this people feeling better stuff while we're at it, because the side effects for all this medications and then the medication to for the side effects that cause more death.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in that fear.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. And I mean, think about it. Think about that next time you hear that commercial and what's going on. We've all become so numb to it. We've really been conditioned, the cultural conditioning to like the music in the background, the Labrador Retriever jumping around, Brenda on her skateboard or whatever it's at, you know, everybody waving. They have to, by law, like you said, now put the stuff down, but they've managed to do it in a way that it blankets everything so that the neuroscience, the things that you're hearing, seeing, that's making the... So I talked a little bit last week. This is also another shift.
Plus the voice, you know, may cause this or that. Blah, blah,
it's all perfect like this. It's not all like, hey, side effects.
It's not like, hey, this, you know, your arm might fall off or, you know, I mean, they don't talk about.
Hey, seriously, everybody, listen up right now.
Possible death and malignant tumors and, you know, just.
Check with your doctor if you've ever had a disease before, because this will be it for you.
Tuberculosis, or check for infections, or taking this will lower your, you know, ability to fight infections. And
your doctor only knows to say to you, the side effects are very rare. Small percentage, small percentage. But I always said, that small percentage is me.
Yeah, for sure.
And it would happen. I mean, I had reactions to everything I took.
Anything.
What was I taking when I was pregnant?
What?
Injections.
Progesterone.
Injections so that I could hold on to the baby.
Hold the baby, yeah.
I swelled up so huge. I was walking around with these like bricks on my legs. Remember, I was like, I was already heavy, but this was like these heavy bricks on top of it. It was, I didn't even think anything of it. I was so desperate to like, I don't want to lose this baby. I want everything to be good. And so when I went in to get checked out, they were like, why are you walking all messed up? I was like, I don't know. I'm just, wherever I'm doing these injections, I've got these big welts. And I was allergic to the peanut oil in the stuff.
Wow.
But I could eat peanuts. It made no sense.
Yeah.
Intramuscular injection. So weird, but totally. Who knows what state my body was in at that time? The stress, emotional stress, not with what was going on, just my life, you know, stuff that was going on in our life. And so many people are going through stuff like that, but we don't have to stay stuck there is what I was
saying. I think some of that is carrying the emotional stress of a stressed out animal that we're eating.
I agree with you. I've heard people talk about this.
That's like, why we don't do that no more.
We don't. Some little kid was like, why are you giving out fruit? I was like, because it's good for you.
Yeah.
Because we love you.
Because it's tasty.
Yeah. It was good stuff. So get to the health report.
Who's the health report brought to you by?
We just want to say, you guys, we never realized 51 weeks ago, next week will be a year, that we would be doing this. I mean, I said I'm going to the top and we're going to keep doing it, but this is more exciting than I would have ever thought, just to be in here talking about what's actually gone down at Plantspiration. Yeah. Week after week, we have consecutively had progress.
Always.
We have a health report that our members turn into. We had attendees this month at Plantspiration where a few of them even filled out our health report. Thank you very much for that. And now, 51 weeks later, we were down 2,190 pounds, and this Plantspiration Health Report is brought to you by the Plantspiration members, the real MVPs, preventing and reversing disease, losing weight, feeling great, and getting into a place where they are not surviving anymore. They are thriving.
They're running on the beach in linen.
Actually, they are. And they're feeling it. So I can't wait to hear it, actually, John. So let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, people.
I'm gonna write this down.
Their blood pressure's down.
Nice.
Their sleep is restored. Just feeling great. Energy is up. Feeling lighter. Confidence is up.
Love it.
They're noticed better, like body odor without eating animals.
It's true. Wow, I love that. I didn't see all these little, I mean, I hear people when I'm working with them, a lot of this stuff, I'm like, yes, 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 but I didn't hear that. That's awesome.
A1C's dropping.
Yes!
Heck yeah. Making better choices with grocery shopping. People eating enough for the first time in their life, like really learning not to restrict, is a big thing.
Wait a minute. Take it back. Repeat it because I want everybody to
people
hear this.
People eating enough for the first time in their life, learning not to restrict. Yeah. Because they're finally eating their plants off and it's working for them and they're feeling better.
They're not in survival.
They're healthier. Mode. They're not in survival. They feel safe and their body's like, you know what? I'm going to let go of a couple pounds here and there.
It's true.
Just how it works.
It's true. Keep going.
It's
I'm loving
awesome.
This.
Freaking awesome.
Oh my
systems,
gosh, I love it.
Nervous systems calming. Learning my unhealthy pattern loops and changing them.
Is that what it says in
yeah.
there?
Yeah. That's what I wrote.
You're crushing it.
Real life returning.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Real life returning.
Yep. Way less lupus pain and inflammation.
Oh my gosh. Bless. Yep. This is amazing.
Yeah. It isn't commercial fantasy. It's people getting their life back.
This is amazing.
And last week's weight was
2,190.
This week, I don't have a drum roll on here.
Do it. Do something.
2,227 pounds.
2,227 pounds.
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, that's 37 pounds. That's awesome.
Listen,
that is awesome.
This is incredible. This is what's going on.
This is awesome.
At Plantspiration.
And yeah, we had what I noticed
wow,
in there.
I'm so proud of everybody. I want everybody here listening.
Yeah.
I want you to feel this. I want you to get this. If you've been struggling with this whole food, plant-based, what's this, vegan, that, how to diet, cutting back, calories, information, all the information out there, this is why I started this.
Yeah. I mean, we have people in here, like you said, that aren't in the community, but from the
attendees.
From just October. One of them has lost 8 pounds in a month.
Wow,
that's freaking!
I didn't know
awesome.
That.
Yeah,
one attendee showed
one
up for
them.
A month and the classes.
Yep.
Our classes rock. That's why.
I mean, because not only the class, but I mean, you know, watching on YouTube and seeing the grocery haul, knowing what to buy.
Yeah, I put the grocery
and
haul up every
not
week.
To buy.
Every week we show what we buy and we bring in this house every week, week after week. Oh, for years I've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we got to eat too.
Yeah, of course.
So why not show everybody what we're doing? That's what I love about this, what we're doing. I was like, you know what? We should just let people see what we're doing. And then this got really scary when we started doing this.
What? Doing what?
This.
The
podcast. You know, coming in here and being like, you know, but look at how far we've come. 2,227 pounds. Gosh, yes.
Yeah, right? That's awesome.
This feels good to have people feeling good.
This
makes me want to get out of here, write my email and tell everybody, I can't wait for this week. Our class is going to be on the latest science that Dr. Kalahaniova, Hannah Kalahaniova, I call her Dr. Hannah Put It to the Test Kalahaniova.
Yes.
I mean, when she does a talk, it starts off with, and then I put it to the test, and I love it. So, I lost my train of thought again because I got so. Oh, because we're bringing in a class on the science of how to lose weight, how to prevent and reverse disease, and the difference between ultra processed and plants. Like, let's get into
being,
it.
Being satiated and safe, the foods and just your brain and everything.
It's no like, coincidence. This is working.
Telling you,
I know.
Awesome.
I went through it. I went through it, and all I wanted to do was understand how. Do I get everybody to feel this great and cut this dieting crap off?
Well, I'll tell you, don't ask your doctor if Plantspiration's right for you. He'll be like, nah, I think you should take this pill.
I'm so impressed with this. I'm not surprised, but look at this. Down, pain down 50%.
That's awesome.
Or wait 5 months. I mean, I was like, first, make sure you got to be seen.
Yeah.
You know, because it was so severe.
Gosh.
It was so severe. I was worried he was.
Well, yeah. Until,
there was some medical emergency.
No, exactly.
And then once I got a few details and I did a little intake, I was like, oh, food.
Yeah.
Food is the root cause. It isn't just what you're eating.
You're like, here's a prescription for potatoes and beans and veggies and all the
good
stuff.
That's literally. Well, they're yes, actually.
Take it three times a day. And
it's diet and lifestyle, baby.
Call me in the morning.
Diet and lifestyle. And it's the root cause. It's not just the foods that they've we've been eating or people have been taught mm-hmm. to eat or told to eat in the pharmaceutical company and with the meat and dairy and all this stuff. And, you know, people walking around thinking that this is normal. It isn't normal to be dying of chronic disease. It isn't normal to be walking around in severe pain. This is amazing what's going on. Blood pressure down, sleep restored, energy up, pounds lost, 30 pounds over the past 2 weeks. I've been busy. Mm-hmm. I have been busy. So this
I could see it.
Yeah, people are crushing it.
Yeah.
And they're doing great. So
it's awesome.
I don't know what else to say other than that's how you slay a Plantspiration.
Definitely, definitely.
This isn't a commercial over here. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're here to remind you that you are not powerless. Your body's not broken. I've said this to people. I hear it all the time. I'm too old, or I've had diabetes for 30 years, or my doctors told me that I couldn't reverse type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, and they said I can't eat fruit.
You're not behind. You just need someone to show you mm-hmm. where that steering wheel actually is on the highway to health.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's just the way it is. If you're listening and you're thinking, I want that, I want my life back, your next step is to go to plantspiration.org and get in here. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
No, for sure. For real.
It's for real. You can do this. And it's effective, affordable. That's the other thing. I wanted to keep it a great place for everybody.
Well,
not be stressful and go broke over it.
Yeah.
It could be done. It doesn't have to be white knuckling it. It doesn't have to be, it isn't about a recipe. That's the other thing. And I love talking about this. Yeah. It is not about a recipe. You know how I know that? Because nobody made any recipes in order to crush it like that.
No, exactly.
I said, it's like I made like 150 different recipes this week. And don't get me wrong, we see them.
Yeah.
We see them floating around. But the majority, it's nothing about the recipes. None of that was about the recipes.
Just this year alone, right? About 150?
Oh, easily, yeah. We did like 150. Damn. We've done like 360 nutrition education.
And then
you see
the food that people are posting in a group. It's just...
It's awesome.
It's not even recipes.
No.
It's great. That's how it is.
It's exactly how it is. And when you see
potatoes and beans and broccoli and all the delicious.
And then they start seeing
everything.
Everybody else doing this. And then they start doing it. And it's like, listen, we've been doing this Live Saturday support group for 5 years.
Yep.
There's a big piece of it right there because those are your commercials.
Yeah.
Those are where you hear people talking about all the wins.
Yep.
And it's this is what you should be doing.
Yes.
If you're not starting off talking about your wins, you're still stuck in survival mode or something because you're waiting for it to not work. We break that crap right here.
Oh, yeah.
So proud of everybody. I'm just so proud of everybody.
I know.
They're doing it because they're doing it. They're crushing it. So what do you guys got going on for the rest of the day? How are you going to tweak your week to be your healthiest self? This is what I want to tell everybody. Make a plan.
Yeah.
Plantspiration.org. First thing, sign up, get
for
in
sure.
there. And then I'm going to teach you how to make that plan that makes this easy for you. It isn't a recipe. It isn't a plan or a certain meal. It's learning how to literally be freed from this dieting culture, this cultural conditioning, and this limiting belief that you got because of all the times that you've maybe not had this work.
For sure.
The confidence level over here at Plantspiration is just out of control.
I mean, it's just people are crushing it. They're like giving up. They're like getting, that was another thing. I don't even know if I wrote it down, but I saw it on there. People are not taking their medicines. Like they're done with their medicine.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Big time.
Blood pressure and diabetes medicines and pain medicines.
Autoimmune
and
medicines. Like, there's a lot of stuff people are getting off of. I mean, why wouldn't you start a podcast and talk about all the awesome stuff that's going on? I want more people to know.
Yeah.
We volunteer our time. That's what brings us here every week. Wednesday night classes, Saturday support group.
That's right.
Monday motivation live in the private Plantspiration group.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people start off being quiet and shy. I know. That's how I was. But you just start feeling so good in there by everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's a safe place.
Yeah.
You can talk about your stuff. Everybody's talking about their stuff and feeling great. And this is how I got there. And this is where I was. You know, people aren't afraid to talk about it. Like,
this is it.
Where I was.
Plantspiration Health Report signing off.
That was
I don't
it.
Know what else to tell you guys other than eat your plants off, get into Plantspiration and this community support and all of these things. It's not about willpower.
No.
It's about skill power, and that's what we're showing you every day. Keep showing up. You keep glowing up.
Seriously, great job, Coach.
Hey, thank you very much. Listen, you guys, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much. Make a plan for this week. What do you want? What do you want to eat? What are you going to do to get you through the week and make you feeling great, okay? Yeah. Fill up on fiber. Keep listening to Plantspiration Unplugged. And share, we thank you guys. Yeah, share it, like share, it, subscribe, because we're going to keep on preventing and reversing disease. We're talking about people reversing disease and learning how to quit dieting and start thriving.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me with this.
Thank you, guys.
All right, let's go eat our plants off. We're done with this show.
I'm going to eat some potatoes.
These guys are slaying it.
We'll see ya.